Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, April 26, 2024. Three, stand up for your country. Hey, I want to welcome our new premium and concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com. In the past 2 days, we got more than 1,000. So we hope you guys are ready for an experience you have not been getting. We're in business to help you and your family and your friends, and that is the truth. I mean, I don't have to do this, all right? But we're in business to help you and to give you honest information about things that affect your lives and to look forward. And our record is pretty darn good. You can ask all the other premium and concierge members on BillO'Reilly.com. And we're not going to let you down. We're going to deliver honest information on a daily basis. So tonight we're going to begin with President Biden holding a press conference, a rare thing, I should say. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So there was a meeting with the South Korean President, Yoon, today at the White House, and they had a joint press conference. Mr. Biden was 90 minutes late to that press conference. Something happened very interesting before the press conference. So Yoon and Biden are sitting there in the Oval Office, and there are some reporters, pool reporters there, and Biden is talking about what the conversation was this morning. Now, look at him. Look at President Biden. He's reading off a card what he and Yoon talked about. Now, most every human being on the planet would just tell you, would look you in the eye and say, hey, President Yoon and I spoke about this, this, and this. Biden has to read off a card what he was just talking about to Yoon. Now, I almost guarantee you no one else will pick that up. I told Hannity today, because I did a radio hit with him, I said, check that out. It's so unusual. He's looking down, Biden like this, at the card to explain what the president of South Korea and he were talking about this morning. Now, I don't want to make a tremendous deal out of this, but isn't it weird? I mean, come on. So then, as I said, he's supposed to have a press conference at 12:30. I told my staff, that's never going to happen. okay? And he was 90 minutes late, which, you know, that's his prerogative, as some people might say, but it's insulting to be late, and he is always. I got three sound bites for you. First, I just want to run down. This is the 24th press conference he's had in 27 months in office. Most of them are very short. Today's was very short. Trump at the same time, all right, 27 months, had 51, Obama 46. So you can see Biden doesn't do these very much. And when he does, they're truncated. Word of the day, truncated. All right, the first soundbite that I have is the general overarch of why the South Korean president was here. Go.
Look, a nuclear attack by North Korea against the United States or its allies or partisans or partners is unacceptable and will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
Okay, that's good. Just warn Putin and everybody else. You use a nuke, you're toast. Now, you can speculate whether Biden would have the cojones to do that. He'd have to do it. Any nation using a nuclear weapon now, they're gone. You'd have to. So I'm down with that. That's the first soundbite. Second soundbite is politics. Go.
Think about what I inherited when I got elected. I inherited a nation in overwhelming debt at the time, number one, in the hole for the 4 years that he was president. I inherited a nation that had a serious loss of credibility around the world as America first. And, you know, the first meeting I attended the G7, I said, America's back. And one of the world leaders looked and said, for how long? There's a great concern about the United States being able to lead the free world. And we're doing that again.
This is propaganda. I mean, you got the Ukraine war. You got Xi saber-rattling against Taiwan. Trump didn't have any of that. Biden goes, I inherited a big debt. Biden has increased that debt more than any other president in the history of this country. And part of the debt under Trump, who was a big spender, no doubt he was, okay, was COVID. So, you know, Biden gets out there and he just says stuff. He doesn't care whether it's true or not. You all know this. We've been doing this now for a year. Now, the next one is more extensive. This is a reporter asking Biden about his poor image among Americans. Go.
You recently launched your reelection campaign. You've said questions about your age are legitimate. And your response is always, just watch me. But the country is watching, and recent polling shows that 70% of Americans, including a majority of Democrats, believe you shouldn't run again. What do you say to them? What do you say to those Americans who are watching and aren't convinced? You've said you can beat Trump again. Do you think you're the only one?
I may not be the only one, but I know him well, and I know the danger he presents to our democracy, and we've been down this road before. And with regard to age, you know, and polling data. I notice the polling data I keep hearing about is that I'm between 42 and 46% favorable rating, et cetera. And, but everybody running for reelection in this time has been in the same position. There's nothing new about that. You're making it sound like Biden's really underwater. Number one. Number two, when the same polling data asks whether they think what kind of job I've done, it gets overwhelmingly positive results from 58%.
It's not true. I mean, it's so false. It's staggering. So there's a poll out this week by CBS News, certainly a liberal organization. All right, job approval or disapproval on Biden, 59% disapprove. So Biden says, just to remind you, all right, that he has positive results, 58%. He doesn't have, I'm looking at now the polling from this week to the beginning of April, all right? In every single poll, he's got disapproval over 50 and approval from 39 to 42. And Biden says to the world, 58%, People think I'm doing a good job. Well, what do you do? What do you do? We the people, what do? I mean, it's like that character, the John Lovitz character on Saturday Night Live. Remember him? Yeah, that's a ticket. Yeah. The press is numb to it, and they favor Democrats anyway, so they're not going to analyze it like I would. Does Biden know that he's unpopular, that his job approval rating this week at CBS News is 59% disapproval? Does he know? No. He doesn't know. He's not like Trump, who watched TV news incessantly. Biden never does. He lives in a bubble, and they tell him stuff, and then that's it. He doesn't know. Okay. So after President Biden announced that he was going to run again, which I don't think he will. I'm the only one saying that, but you wait and see. Former President Obama came out and said, yeah, great. He's doing a great job. Okay. Now, does Barack Obama think that Joe Biden's doing a great job? I doubt it. I can't read his mind, but I doubt it. But he's a Democrat. And then Bernie Sanders comes out. Yeah. Okay. Now, Bernie probably does think that Biden's doing a good job because Biden is a captive of the far left where Bernie lives. So there's that. Now, it's clear to me that Joe Biden, if he does run for president, is not going to campaign in a traditional way. He can't. He's not going to be out there in Iowa and New Hampshire. And he might give a speech here and there, but he'll take very few questions and he won't do anything like that. So on my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, and you don't have to be a member, by the way, to access the message or the column. You just go there. We have a lot of free stuff on BillO'Reilly.com. We want to lure you there so you like it so much you become a premium or concierge member. Anyway, I put forth a few Democrats that the party might consider in case Biden doesn't make it. Okay, that's the memo. Here's a very interesting situation. There have been, throughout our history, old presidents. Reagan was old, you know, this and that. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So I searched around for a guy that I think really knows the presidency and how age affects it. Joining us now from Roanoke, Virginia, is a Professor Edward Lynch. He teaches political science, and he's the chairman of that department at Hollins University. All right, so you and I, we have something in common. We study presidents from Washington to Biden, their tendencies, their successes, their failures. In the older president category, I believe, and I've been upfront about this, that Biden's age is hurting him. It's hurting his ability to govern. So let's first take a look at some of the older presidents and see if they were in the same situation. I mean, we could go way back to William Henry Harrison, right? He only lasted 90 days as president.
Actually, it was only 30 days as president.
And he kicked. He went to heaven or wherever. But he was a rough and ready kind of guy, a tough guy. People elected him based on his war record fighting the Indians. And it's hard to evaluate him. But Americans at that time didn't seem to be too concerned that he was a senior citizen.
No, well, bear in mind that he was almost completely removed from the campaign trail back in 1840, highly reminiscent of Joe Biden's campaign in 2020 when he campaigned from the basement. One of the comments made about William Henry Harrison when he was nominated by the Whigs for president is that the use of pen and paper should be forbidden to him for the duration of the campaign. That was one of his own campaign managers who said that. They did not want him talking.
Well, he's a pretty blunt guy. I mean, it might have been more about him saying offensive stuff than didn't know what he was doing, but I don't know. Right. So you fast forward into Ronald Reagan. Senior citizen, I wrote a book on him, Killing Reagan, and in the book, after he was nearly killed by an assassin's bullet, his mental acuity declined. And it was interesting because the Reagan Library objected to my reportage on that, but it was absolutely true what I said in the book. Reagan made an amazing comeback. And some people feel that Biden really isn't in that much of a decline and could come back himself. So let's deal with Reagan first. He was an effective president at an old age.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a couple of things. Number one, Reagan's administration maintained, at least in foreign policy, a remarkably steady hand through a couple of different secretaries of state, four different national security advisors. And you don't get that kind of steadiness, you don't get that kind of consistency if there isn't a strong hand at the top and a strong mind at the top. The other thing about Reagan that separates him from Biden is that Reagan didn't look old. He looked younger than he was. He looked vigorous. He was able to walk more steadily. Biden looks so old. He walks like an old man. He talks like an old man in a way that Reagan did not. And that's one of the biggest differences between the two, and a very important one, particularly even more for Biden than for Reagan, because Reagan didn't have to deal with social media.
Right. And Reagan was an actor also. I mean, but Reagan was a robust man. I mean, yes. he was in good shape and kept himself that way up in his ranch in Santa Barbara, riding horses and all of that. Whereas Biden is a more sedentary individual, and I agree with you, he shows his age. You have a situation, though, where Bush the elder, all right, the next president after Ronald Reagan, because he was vice president, was elected, but then ran against a very young, vibrant Bill Clinton. And I believe the comparison of Bush the elder and Bill Clinton helped Clinton immeasurably.
Oh, I agree. There were a number of things going on in that 1992 campaign, none of which were positive for then President Bush Sr. The Democrats certainly knew what they were doing that year in nominating someone who was considerably younger and considerably more vigorous seeming. And, you know, that contrast between Clinton and his opponent was even more pronounced in 1996 when Clinton was running against Bob Dole and the... A lot of the national media made that contrast repeatedly in order to hurt Dole's chances.
Right. That's an excellent point. I hadn't even thought of that, but you're absolutely right. So fast forward to now, Donald Trump's pretty vibrant 76-year-old, comes across as much more, much younger, if you want to put it that way, than Biden does. But Ron DeSantis, who is now running second to Trump, he's 44?
I think that's right, yes.
Yeah, in that area. So his youth, DeSantis' youth, if he gets a nomination, would starkly contrast to Biden's senior citizen status, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And that would be one very good reason for the Republicans to take a very good look, hard look at Ron DeSantis as their possible nominee, particularly given the fact that if Trump should be reelected in 2024, he can only serve one term, whereas Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or any of the other Republicans would be able to serve two full terms. Youth and vigor is going to play into that even more.
Right. But I got to tell you, I had dinner with Trump 3 weeks ago or a little longer. The guy's a vibrant guy.
Compared to Biden, Trump.
Yeah, I mean, there's no comparison. I told the waiter, I'll have what Trump's having. Whatever he's eating, I'll have what I'll have. Hey, Professor, it's always good to see you. Thank you very much for your expertise, and I hope you'll come back. And now let's go to a very interesting story. It's been underreported, but I think you'll find it fascinating. So the second most powerful man in Russia is a guy named Sergey Lavrov. That name ring a bell? He's the foreign minister, but he's Putin's buddy. I mean, right, joined at the hip. He's at the United Nations, all right? And he says this about Tucker Carlson. Go.
Perhaps it would be useful to consider how things are with freedom of speech in the United States. I've heard that Tucker Carlson has left Fox News. It's curious news. What is this related to? One can only guess. But clearly, the wealth of views in the American information space has suffered as a result.
All right, so Lavrov said that because Tucker Carlson opposed the Ukraine situation. I'm not going to say he took Putin's side. I don't think that would be fair to Mr. Carlson. But he's skeptical of our support for Zelensky and Ukraine. All right, I think that's fair. The Russians seized on that, used it on their state media. All right, his big guy, and he doesn't think that Ukraine is worth fighting for. And it got extensive coverage in the Soviet Union, in Russia. Okay, so that's why he said what he said. All right, continue with the media a little bit. This is interesting to me. So a lot of you have cable. I have it, and I use it for a whole bunch of purposes. My bill is about $220 a month. And I don't watch the dopey channels. Someday I'm going to bring you in my little cable, what's on that night. It's insane. I wouldn't watch these shows. and the list of them is just... But I need it for internet connections and all of that. So anyway, Americans don't want to pay the big cable bills anymore. And when I left cable news, there was a lot of cord cutting. And now when Carlson has left, 6 years later, there's more. So this is before Carlson left. In the second half of 2022, people without cable became the majority of television watchers without. They're cutting the cord, okay? They're buying streaming services where they get a selected batch for a lot less money. And this data is out, and this does not bode well for the big corporate media, that's for sure, because the big corporate media owns the cable news services and the shows that go on there, all right? And they have a hard time because Americans know they can save a lot of money by going out of that and going into different areas, okay? So the stats are the stats, but the share of cable and satellite TV subscribers is now 48%, all right? That's down 6 million in a year, okay? So pay TV subscribers have dwindled. Oh, actually, in the last 10 years, from 96 million to 70 million. 26 million a bill. Interesting, right? Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
All right, Governor DeSantis is in Asia. This is really clever. So here he is in Japan, and he's talking about economic relationships with Florida. So he's going to Japan, South Korea, Israel, and the UK to boost economics in Florida, so it's paid for by the Florida government, by Tallahassee, in conjunction with a state agency named Enterprise Florida. So DeSantis gets a round-the-world trip paid for by the taxpayers of Florida to basically boost his standing for a presidential run. It's all legal. It's all legal. So in addition to that, there's a law in Florida that's called resign to run. That means if you go for federal office and you hold a state office in Florida, you've got to submit a letter of resignation. So a friend of DeSantis, Senator Travis Hudson, state senator, he has filed an amendment to change that. They would exempt anyone running for president or vice president from having to resign in Florida. That will pass. So DeSantis is setting himself up, obviously, for a presidential run. Thought you'd like to know that. And Donald Trump, he says he's not going to go into the debate system this time around. All right, here's what he put out on Truth Social this week. Quote, I see that everybody is talking about the Republican debates, but nobody got my approval or the approval of the Trump campaign before announcing them. When you're leading by seemingly insurmountable numbers and you have hostile networks with angry Trump and MAGA-hating anchors asking the questions, why subject yourself to being libeled and abused? Also, the second debate is being held at the Reagan Library, the chairman of which is amazingly Fred Ryan, publisher of the Washington Post. No. So Trump says he's not going to debate. Is that smart? What do you think? Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town, please. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. You think that's smart? Remember, after the Megyn Kelly controversy, when she was at Fox News and I was there as well, Trump did not show up for the Fox News debate. And it was in Iowa, I believe. And I yelled at him on TV, on The Factor, but he didn't go. So, doesn't look like he's going this time. First debate is Milwaukee in August, no specific day. Second one, as mentioned, Simi Valley, California, Reagan Library. Again, we don't know when that will be. Culture war. So a lot of very conservative people are very angry about what's going on in Washington State, and I don't blame you. Washington State is trying to take over from California as the most liberal state in the union. So listen to this closely. There is a bill that has passed the House and Senate in Olympia, Washington, 5599, okay? And it says that children who run away from home between the ages of 13 and 18 can change their gender without the doctors informing their parents. The children have to go to state shelters. They can't be living with the parents. That's what a lot of people don't understand, okay? But what this bill does, and I think Governor Inslee, a very far left guy, will sign it, is that it encourages kids to run away from home. So that's what we're gonna get around in kiddom. So you're a troubled teenager, and you think, well, maybe I could be a girl or a boy or whatever, and you go to a state shelter, then the state will pay for your operation, which isn't insane, and the parents will never even know. How anybody could live in Washington State, I'm sorry, Seattle Seahawks and Kraken, but it's insane. This is crazy. But they're doing it. Vermont, elementary school, Founders Memorial School, Essex Junction, actually a very pretty town, suburb of Burlington, biggest city in Vermont, which is really not a city, it's a town. All right, so they are removing the words male and female from fifth grade science lessons. So when you're going to class and learning about the human body and reproduction, male and female cannot be uttered in that school. Quote, teachers are only allowed gender-inclusive language in these lessons in order to align our curriculum with our equity policy, school principal Sarah Jablonski wrote to parents. Okay, so this is an individual school, not a state mandate. If any parent allows their child to go to the Founders Memorial School, that parent is derelict. There should be no kids in that school. None. You should go to Catholic school, private school, go to another public school in another district. That's, if you put your kid in that environment, it's on you. Colleges, the Oklahoma Sooners. This is staggering. University of Oklahoma plans to hold identity-based graduation ceremonies. Five of them for blacks, Asians, Native Americans, LGBTQ, and lavender students. I guess lavender, that's LGBTQ. Five separate graduations. You pick your little group. That healthy? That what education is supposed to be? Dividing the student body up? University of Oklahoma. This isn't Berkeley. Georgetown, Jesuit school. Okay? Separate graduation for students of color. Yep. That's what Jesus would want. Right, you Jesuit pinheads at Georgetown? Wouldn't Jesus want? Yeah, that's what Jesus would want. Let's divide everybody up on skin color. Sure, Jesuit is Jesus. That's what Jesuits would want. Illinois State University, insane place, okay? They have segregated graduation ceremonies as well. Why? to provide opportunities for our underrepresented students to celebrate their successes and graduation in a unique way. Underrepresented students? Well, that's your fault, isn't it, Illinois State? If a kid in your school is underrepresented, it's your fault. All students should be represented at the same level, right? This woke stuff, I mean, the damage this is doing to our society, and who's Mr. Woke? Joe Biden. I mean, he's asleep most of the time, so it's ironic. He's Mr. Woke, as we went over yesterday. Smart life. Okay, so if you've been to an upscale restaurant lately, you know it's insane. It's insane. You look at the menu, it's crazy. But there's some very good restaurants that you probably want to go to. So O'Reilly has a, and I do this, okay? I have the strategy. So you walk in and you want a steak. I don't eat a lot of steak anymore. I'm a more of a fish guy now. The steak is going to run you between $40 and $60 just for the steak, okay? And then if you want a potato, that's another $8. If you want a vegetable, it's another $8, whatever. This is called a la carte. So all you get is a slab of meat for between 40 and 60. Why? You can buy 10 steaks and put them on the grill. But they may have stuff in there in that upscale restaurant that you want to eat, that sample. Now here's what I do. I go in, I get some soup. I'm a soup guy. All right? Minestrone, chicken with rice, cream of mushroom, whatever. That's my entree. And the soup, if it runs more than $10, you know they're just ripping you off. You get soup around between $7 and $11, $12. Okay. Then I get two appetizers. I don't get an entree. So the other day I went in and I got coconut shrimp. And it was very good. And they put a little lettuce on it, and I got pot stickers, okay? So I said to the waitress, bring your soup out first, and then I'll get the coconut shrimp, and I'll get the pot stickers as my entree. And I'd like a big glass of water with some lime in it, because they don't charge you for water, okay? Soon they're going to charge you for bread, but they still don't charge you for bread. So you add a little bread with your soup, okay? Don't eat a lot of bread. It's not good for you. So anyway, my bill came for the coconut shrimp and the pot stickers and the soup. It was about $30, okay? Maybe a little less. And I'm a big tipper, so I always give the, unless they're ridiculously bad, I give the server a nice tip. That's manageable. Now, these upscale restaurants, they have a formula. The formula is, you can't sit there for more than 90 minutes. They want that table. So they want to get you out of there between an hour and a half. I don't dawdle over my meal. I mean, if I go, I eat and I leave. There are better places to sit than in a restaurant. And they want $100 out of you for the upscale restaurants, $100 a piece. So a couple, they want 200. So that's why the drinks, they really lay it on. So if you're drinking in the restaurant, upscale restaurant, I hope you're an affluent person because they're going to hammer you on that. But if you do my formula, you'll be full. I'm 6'4". That soup and the two appetizers fill me up. And a little bread with it, okay, and the water, because the water is a filler. And then I'll go to Carvel or something if I want dessert, which I'm trying to cut back on that. And on my way home, I'll pick something up. Okay, so there you go. Smart life.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. This day in history, April 26, 1933, 90 years ago, the Gestapo was formed in Hitler's Germany. Most people don't know what this was. They've heard the name Gestapo. It was a secret police, pretty much. And there were only 32,000 of them. It wasn't like the SS, which is the concentration camp people. All right, and then later they were actually combat units, Waffen-SS. The Gestapo were civilians. So Hitler, being the most villainous human being that has ever lived, I mean, Stalin and Mao are up there, but I think Hitler was probably the worst because he was the first. He knew that he was never going to survive in a democracy. What the Gestapo did was they arrested all of his opposition. And not only that, but Jews and gypsies and communists and anybody that Hitler didn't like, the Gestapo would arrest. No rights. So if the Gestapo came to your house, and they're the guys in the leather jackets, they come in, they knock on the door. They don't even knock sometimes. They kick the door in and take you out. No lawyer, no anything. Sometimes you wind up in a concentration camp, but other times you'd wind up in a grave. They could kill you and torture you and do whatever you want. If you go to Berlin, there's a museum, okay, where the Gestapo and SS headquarters was. They've kept it there, and you can go and see. And this is the way all totalitarian regimes survive. In Cuba, when I was in Cuba, these guys were everywhere. And they have the same power. There's no due process, no arrest warrant, no trial, no lawyer. They pick you up, you're gone. So anyway, 90 years ago today, the Gestapo was formed, 1933, in Nazi Germany. And that's how Hitler held his power, by them and the SS. Okay, got a good lively mail segment, as usual, and a final thought about another branch of the independent news agency run by me, your humble correspondent. I think you'll find the final thought interesting. We'll be right back. All right, let's go to the mail. Mike on the message board. What I find most offensive about Biden's performance is that he thinks he's doing a real bang-up job and that he deserves another term. He's obviously living in a fantasy land divorced from reality. Yeah, that's where he lives, in that land. James, concierge, remember, James gets direct access to me. We hope you check that program out. If Biden is as bad as you say, O'Reilly, how can Obama be so revered by you? Biden's an extension of Obama. No, he's not. I mean, Obama was against gay marriage in the beginning. I mean, Obama's a much more traditional and revered. Come on. I covered Obama in a fair way. I like him personally because he's very nice to my children. Lena, the news is no longer about journalistic integrity. It's about corporations and money. Absolutely. But not this agency. Kevin Gillespie, Sampsonville, Kentucky. I watched the No Spin News. Excellent as always. I have been a Tucker follower. The one thing about Tucker is that he's extremely smart, and I learned something every time I watched him. Regarding Ray Epps, the confusing part is that everybody was thrown into prison but him. Now, there were 2,000 people approximately inside the state capitol. About 900 of them have been prosecuted, most on low-level trespassing stuff. There are people being held by judges for various reasons, denied bail. Anyway, the Epps thing, you're never going to get to the bottom of it unless Epps sues Fox News and Tucker Carlson. It can be depositions. Okay? It looks to me like Epps setting himself up because of his appearance on 60 Minutes to do that. Dr. Alex Sosenko, I used to watch Fox News. However, in the past year, Tucker Carlson has turned me off because of his views on Ukraine. My parents fled Ukraine after World War II to get away from the evil Soviets. Carlson mocks Zelensky and sides with the Russian point of view. Okay. Glenda, Bill, you've been extremely fair to Tucker. I hope I have gone out of my way. Thank you for that. My concern is that conservative voices are being silenced. You know, we're in a minority, but talk radio is still dominated by conservatives. EY, concierge member. Bill, best talking points ever on the current state of our country and the failures of the Biden presidency to do anything about the woke agenda. Appreciate that. Peter Dobelman, Omaha, Nebraska. Can you please explain why Trump continues to focus on DeSantis and not the Biden administration? Because it's a primary. Trump's got to beat DeSantis. That's what he wants to do first, get the nomination. Al Kersting, Young, Arizona. You once said Susan Rice was the person behind the curtain at the White House. Now that she's gone, who will be running things? I don't know yet. We're watching it. Don't know yet. Jean Biquette, Portsmouth, Rhode Island. Recently, you suggested a good way to invest would be U.S. Treasury bonds, but there's a $10,000 limit. Do you have any other suggestions? I don't give financial advice. If I see a good deal, we'll put it in Smart Life. But I can't give financial advice. David Zangari, Cicero, New York. My father-in-law will turn 101 on May 3rd. He's a Navy vet of World War II. Can you give him a birthday greeting? You don't put his name in there. Yes, you do. Frank DePino. You're a patriot, Frank. Happy birthday. 101. Wow. Bonnie Stewart, Apalachicola, Florida. I haven't heard you mention Holly recently. I hope she's okay. Holly is very busy being the mascot of Team Normal. And she's complaining about being overworked. Okay? So there's Holly. She's okay, but she's working her little butt off. So Team Normal gear flying on out of here. We want everybody to go in and take a golf shirt or a mug or both or a, what else we got? Mugs and hats. Oh, those Team Normal hats. You got to have them. And if you buy anything on BillO'Reilly.com, anything at all, you get two free atheism bumper stickers that say atheism, nothing there. Gotta love that, right? A little humor. And Killing the Legends and Killing the Mob together, $18. Fabulous deal. Mother's and Father's Day coming up. And the shirts for Mom, the Team Normal shirts, the best. Okay? Again, you buy the shirt for Mom, get the bumper stickers free. Word of the day, do not be a poppin' J, one of my favorite words. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, here's the final thought of the day. I got a letter from my radio guys this morning. It says, quote, hard to believe it was 4 years ago that Key Networks launched the O'Reilly update to the radio marketplace. 4 years and 300 affiliates later, with the addition of the Morning Edition and No Spin News at night, we've enjoyed great success, proving content rules all. Dennis Green. And Dennis is a good guy. I trusted him with the radio franchise of the No Spin News. We are all over talk radio. and country radio all over the country. Most people don't know that. Press will never write anything good about me, ever. But our radio dominance is rising. Our flagship is WABC in New York, where we are on at 9 o'clock. They take the No Spin News audio. And then we're on throughout the day, noon for my commentary. I'll be on with Sid and friends tomorrow morning on WABC. That is worth listening to, 8:40. And you can listen anywhere in the country on that, Sid and friends. And we really appreciate you watching us as always. And again, thank you, new members. Welcome. You'll meet a lot of nice people on the message boards at BillO'Reilly.com. Any complaint or compliment you have, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town. We will see you tomorrow.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.